More than 100 school children came to the New York Historical Society to see this rare copy of the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution. The amendment officially outlawed slavery in America on December 6, 1865. David Rubenstein of the Carlyle Group acquired the document and loaned it to the society. He explained why President Lincoln signed more than one.
When it passed the House and the Senate, he signed it. And although presidents of the United States aren't required to sign proposed constitutional amendments, Abraham Lincoln signed several copies of it. So the 13th Amendment is symbolic of that, that everybody is free, everybody can achieve whatever they want as an objective in life. And as young children, they should recognize that's one of the great things about America.
And the eighth graders who were invited to participate did recognize the importance of the document.
If this document didn't exist, none of us would be able to have so many opportunities that we have now.
We would never had this document, and if we would never fought the Civil War and have all those people stand up for African Americans, I don't think we would have as much justice as we have today.
James Basker is president of the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History. He underlined the importance of American youngsters being part of such an event.
So I think sometimes seeing a document in its original handwriting and knowing the story that 620,000 men died in the Civil War to clear the ground that actually made an amendment to end slavery possible, this can inspire a kid to be interested in history, make the lights go on. And I think that's as important as anything else we do.
Eighth grader Adam Nito called it a document for equality.
The 13th Amendment really, you know, defines America as the free country that it is. It shows that we're all equal.
The very right the U.S. Constitution guarantees. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.